Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Alan Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Alan Root.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This very show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Alan Root. Right now, Wayne is probably, I guess, leaning back with a dentist and a pair of pliers in his mouth, and I told Wayne yesterday, I said, forget about the pain, forget about the smell. It's the sound. The sound of getting a tooth pulled is the absolute worst. It is like a crunch and a crack, and those of you who have gone through it know exactly what I'm talking about. And like I said, right now, Wayne is probably either knee-deep in a bunch of pain meds. I think yesterday he said he was going to take a Valium to try to get through this. But anyway, my name is Lee Elsie, and yeah, I'm filling in tonight for Wayne Alan Root, who had some dental work done today, removing a wisdom tooth. I don't know whether or not he will lose any of his infinite wisdom, but I guess that's something that remains to be seen. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, without Christopher, you would hear nothing but static. So thank you very much, Chris, for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Once again, if you missed the memo, my name is Lee Elsie, and I guess you could consider me the official fill-in host for Wayne Alan Root. If he's giving an important speech somewhere, they call upon me. If he's hanging out with the former President Donald Trump, they call on me. If he's getting dental surgery, they call on me. So you get me for the next 3 hours. I have to tell you, I have set up one of the all-time great shows, man. I have put together some great guests for you. We're going to talk to former Congressman Bob Schaefer in just a bit. We've got an economist, an unapologetic economist, Michael Williams, who will join us in a bit. Bill O'Reilly will be on the show from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk with Stephen Bucci. And then to wrap things up, because it's a Friday and because it's baseball season, I'm going to bring on best-selling author and historian of baseball, Peter Gollenbach, who's written, I don't know, 20-something best-selling books about baseball. And we'll chat for a little bit before we wrap things up about the old horsehide, etc. So we'll get into that as we move along this afternoon slash evening. I would like to begin today to talk about how desperate this nation is, how I think on the edge we actually are. I come on a lot when I come on. It's a lot of focus, I think, on the ineptness of our current commander-in-chief, Joe Biden. And I couldn't start the show today without playing some audio from Joe Biden. And I want to play this because it's just a little bit. It's like 60 seconds worth. I'll stop and go as we go. But this is him wrapping up his speech today, his address to the nation and to the reporters, and some of the things that he had to say. But I just want to focus on the last 60 seconds, because in the last 60 seconds, it pretty much encompasses everything about this man and the Democrat Party in general, and how they are constantly trying to manipulate and maneuver around the truth. So here's Joe Biden, your president, from today.
If Republicans get their way, the deficit is going to soar. The tax burden is going to fall on the middle class.
All right, so let me just, like I said, I got to stop. So this is him wrapping up. So if the Republicans get their way, the deficit is going to soar. Are you kidding me that he has the balls in front of the nation to say that? In the past 2 years, This administration has racked up more debt than any other administration, I think, in history, if you want to include the COVID relief package and the Build Back Better and all that goes along with that. We can actually get it up to around $6 trillion. We've eclipsed $31 trillion for national debt. And he has the gumption, right out of the box, to say that the Republicans will raise the deficit. It's asinine. If it weren't so serious, it would be a comedy.
And Republicans are working really hard. And this is what kind of, I have to admit, every once in a while they surprise me. They have three, not one, not two, three plans to cut Social Security benefits.
All right, so let me stop there. So, first of all, he's trying to be funny, and there's zero humor about this guy. And whenever the Dems get into a pickle, what do? Well, they try to zero in on a demographic and scare the hell out of them. So now they're going to zero in on Social Security. All the older folks going to go running to the voting booth to vote Democrat when they hear Joe Biden say they're going to take away their Social Security. They've been screaming these lies for decades. As long as I've been behind the mic, this has been one of the lies that the Dems try to jam down America's throats.
Three plans. They're not going to stop there. They're going to do big pharma's bidding to repeal my plan to allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drugs.
All right, let me just stop again. So, on the heels of maybe the biggest farce in the history of this country, you can make an argument that the whole vaccine mandate, multiple booster situation was the biggest gaffe, the biggest grift in the history of the United States of America, right? Everybody ran out to get the vaccine. Everybody, they scared everybody to death with COVID. Everybody went out and got their vaccine. Some people got very sick as a result of it. Then there was a second booster and a third booster and a fourth booster. And every year, as we said a million times behind this microphone, you're going to have to get a booster every year, right? This has become a flu shot. And essentially, it's like printing money for Big Pharma. And he, again, has the unmitigated gall to talk about how it's the Republicans who are going to line the pockets of Big Pharma. The whole thing, the whole vaccine mandate was pushed by Democrats.
Crisis. We pay the highest in the world. And doing so, it's going to raise drug prices. And they're going to raise Big Pharma's profits. They're doing fine, Big Pharma. They're not hurting at all.
Mm.
And they're going to raise your health insurance premiums.
Well, that's happened.
It's mega trickle down.
All right, so there you go. So that's how we wrapped it up. This is what I wanted to get to. So it's mega trickle down. Donald Trump, as far as I know, has not been the president. He has been out of the picture for 2 years, 2+ years. It is unconscionable that they continue to go back over and over and over to some form of Trumpism. They are so afraid of this guy. They are so in his shadow. He lives rent-free in their head, man. And it's always back to Trump. In some way, shape, or form, they always circle this thing back to Trump. So mega trickle-down. Right? So they're going to get Trump and Reagan together in the same context.
Mega trickle down. The kind of policies that have failed the country before and will fail it again. And it'll mean more wealth to the very wealthy, higher inflation for the middle class. That's the choice we're facing. That's why I think that we're going to do just fine.
Just fine. So, the results of the Republican plan, whatever that plan is, right? I mean, I don't know what world he's living in, but whatever plan he's making the assumption that the Republicans have come up with, in his world of fantasy, it's going to increase inflation. I don't even know how to quantify this with the right context of verbiage, right? I don't know exactly what to say to do this lie justice. Under this administration, you know it when you go to the store. We're at 40-year highs for inflation, and it's not letting up. It's going to get worse, not better. I go to the store now, went to the store last night, and I went shopping, And I literally came home. I was sad when I came home because there are products that I normally buy. I buy the same things almost every week. There are products that I left on the shelf. Honest to God, this is hand to God. Because I couldn't justify spending that much money on those products. Like, I had the money in my pocket, right? I could have done it. I could have bought the food that I wanted, but it would have been at a drastically reduced price, like twice as much as I would normally spend on the same product. So in good faith, in good conscience to myself, I only took a few items. And I left the non-essentials, the ancillary types of products, things that I like, but I left them on the shelf because I couldn't justify spending that kind of money on those kinds of items. So that affects everybody, right? I'm sure I'm not the only one that's doing that. So that drag on the economy is hurting the people that produce that product. It's hurting everybody in that field. We have a catastrophe on our hands. And this person who resides in the White House, again, living in his fantasy land, on his fantasy island, doesn't understand it. And wants to blame. How do you blame a Republican for inflation? Or you scare people that Republicans will actually increase inflation? Listen, I know I'm behind this microphone. I know I champion most Republican issues. I'm an independent. I think as an independent. And this complete disregard for the truth is very concerning for me, and one that we need to all pay very close attention to and address. Once again, I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a 3-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And and you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. He will be back on Monday. So think about this for a second. If you're a political science enthusiast, and you're looking at this country, you're looking at the republic, the democracy, the United States of America, and you wanted to overthrow that democracy, how would you do it? Well, you would probably list a number of steps that you would take in order to try to take over said nation. And if you're really intent on overthrowing the government, you might put down a list of different steps that you might go through in order to overthrow that said republic. And you might do something like divide the nation politically. And we're divided politically. And we're also divided with philosophy. One side believes one thing, the other side believes something completely different. Number two on that list, you'd format some kind of racial strife. That's been done. No question about it. I think we've gone or have come as far in a positive way with race up until, let's say, Barack Obama became president, and then we began to backpedal a little bit, right? You've got all these different issues that are coming to a head across the country. So what was once fizzling out as far as racial tensions, now it's been reignited. You'd cause a distrust of police and the authority. Clearly, that's happened. Across this great nation, we've had a complete disregard for police officers. In fact, we've demonized cops, defunded them in some cases. It's been an absolute travesty. Number four on the list, you'd swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. That, ladies and gentlemen, is happening as we speak. Hordes of individuals are coming across the border every second of every day. Number five on this list, to overthrow the government, you'd weaken the military. Started with Obama. Trump tried to build it back up. He was unsuccessful. Clearly, right now, I would think in my lifetime, the military is at its all-time weakest point. Number six, you'd overburden citizens with unfair taxation. Go look at your paycheck. Enough said. You are being taxed enough already. Number seven, encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. Again, that is clearly happening right under our nose. Crime is at an all-time high. Violent crime is at an all-time high. Number eight, control all balloting with early ballots, mail-in ballots, all of the different ways they've created now to cast the vote, and the left will make it seem as if you're against it somehow. You don't want people to vote, which is completely untrue. We just want a sanctity of the ballot. We want to make sure that your ballot not only is counted, but it's not counterfeited. And finally, you control all the media. And aside from talk radio, I've said this time and time again, the media is completely in the tank for the Democrat Party. Newspapers across the country, the majority of television stations across the country, all lean to the left. That's clear. And every single social media site, all aside from Truth Social, all lurches heavy to the left. So the media, without question, is in control. All of the things I listed, you might say to yourself, well, somebody just came up with that list. It has to be something that one of these radicals penned on a piece of paper within the last year or 2 years. Well, that was actually printed. What I just read was actually printed in 1954 as part of a possible diabolical nightmare that could actually emerge in the streets, in the suburbs, in the cities, in the small towns across this country. 1954. We have been fighting this battle, a battle of right versus wrong, good versus evil, left versus right, for at least 70 years. I mean, you can go further back, I'm sure, to sow the cultural divide. But right now, I think it's out ahead. And unfortunately, it feels like they're winning. So that's another example of why the 2022 midterms are going to be incredibly important. Because if the good guys lose in 2022, this momentum that they've built up is going to continue. And you know, if it continues, it could result in a catastrophic end to this country. No nation lives forever. No nation survives forever. No civilization reigns for eternity. I hope during our lifetime we don't see the complete fall of the United States of America. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is explaining when he expects a conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested in stopping the aggression that had started.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least four people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. It is the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne has the night off. I have a whole bunch of great guests in store for you, and we've got a great one right here. First time we've gotten a chance to actually talk to him. I was fortunate enough to be a student in a class that he was a part of and basically one of the formers of, and was a phenomenal professor in this class. He served three terms in the United States House of Representatives. His name is Bob Schaefer, and he's joining us right now. He's actually a professor. He's in school right now getting ready for his next class change. But Professor Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Listen, let's talk a little bit, before we get to some of the issues about education in general, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Charter Oak whole deal. And, you know, we've had on Kranewitter before. We had on some of the other folks from Charter Oak. And I just want to get your, you know, how you got involved and why you got involved with this program.
Yeah, well, Charter Oak Leadership Program is now in its heading into its fourth year. And the leadership program, and it is for civic leadership, civic and economic leadership. It is, it's not partisan. It's very political and very focused on economics, but not, not for one party or another. My involvement started in Colorado, where I'm calling in from. I have been chairman of the leadership program of the Rockies for maybe coming up on 20 years now. It's got to be about 18 years that I've been chairman of the leadership program of the Rockies. And the program was so successful that we just had some people who became familiar with it in Connecticut. And between discussions and partnerships, we were persuaded that it was a good idea to get acquainted with all of our friends in the Nutmeg State and expand the program there. And so, we bring together about 50 to 60 community leaders. It's existing leaders, people who already have a constituency of some sort, but we bring people together to just kind of walk through things we probably should have remembered better when we were in the high school history and civics class and maybe some college courses that we took. And we really dive into what was the intention of the founding fathers, what are the values and the attributes of capitalism in creating prosperity and freedom in the United States of America, and apply these things, these lessons that we all learned together, along with some skills components. We all learned to become better speakers, and right, there's some exercises in that direction. And all of that just helps build a team, which we call the Army of Freedom, and it just acquaints people who are involved in civic leadership. Maybe academic leadership, maybe ministry, maybe in education, wherever they happen to be, to bring people together who really love their country and care about America and regard themselves as patriots and heirs to the Declaration of Independence and all the principles that it enshrined.
It was pretty amazing. It was a remarkable 9-month journey for me. I mean, the class takes essentially 9 months. It's once a month for that period of time, and every time you meet, there's a different theme to that show, or not show, that class. And yeah, it kind of is a show sometimes, but that class. And it's after I got over the first couple, and the first couple really were powerful, I'm like, wow, this is not what I expected. It's much more than I expected. I was skeptical going in, and then coming out by the time the 9 months were over, I'm like, these guys are really terrific, and they're really legit when it comes to really wanting to teach folks about certain aspects, like you had just mentioned, about the fundamentals of the Constitution and economics and all that go along with that. And the fact that you get together all these people from these different walks of life, whether they're business owners or professors or, you know, real estate agents or politicians, and you get them together and you get them in a class setting, and it's kind of neat. And you do that one thing better than anybody else, that speak out, where you make somebody stand up, man, and you don't let up. You're ruthless in a great way. And can you tell everybody sort of what exactly your mindset is with that, if you don't mind?
Sure. Well, yeah, that's a little exercise. It's a skills component of the class called Speak Out. It's an exercise that we do every class. And two things I want to back up on that you mentioned that help us get to the answer to the question. And that is, you can go to lectures. You can go to lots of lectures or read lots of books or you know, listen to a podcast, I suppose, on your own and develop this depth of knowledge from a particular perspective. But there's something about being in a group together of like-minded people who are learning at the same time and trying to improve one another and support one another in the community. In the community, I mean the state of Connecticut. And, you know, this is the way our founding fathers gathered. Ben Franklin had his junto where, you know, he would just meet with the same people month after month after month, and they would sharpen each other in terms of their ability to be persuasive in the community and to be leaders based on principle. And that's where we're coming back to, because the program is really about foundational principles of citizenship and in America. What are the principles that define America and set this country apart from all others? And those principles are really rooted in freedom and the notion that government is limited, that the only really responsible, the only legitimate responsibility of government is to protect the rights of the individual. And so once we can all agree on that and understand the basis for that, then we've got all these issues that are confronting society, and government plays some role in that. And so we debate those in class. And then the speak out portion is just a verbal expression. It is a challenge. And so, I'll put the microphone. I'll just call on somebody randomly and ask a question, which always sounds like a simple question. And then, but the idea of it is to draw out the core principle of it,
right,
and separate that from the emotional or the political impulses that somebody might have in the room, and just try to really dial it into, you know, what is the basic principle at stake here, and how do we best articulate that? And sometimes simple principles sound radical today, and they shouldn't be. And so that's really the goal of the class, is to get us to speak about fundamental American principles without sounding weird.
And it's great, too, to watch some of the people, and some of the people are eloquent speakers in their own right and do public speaking for a living, but you have this ability to make people sort of twist and squirm, because it doesn't really matter what they answer. You're ready with something else. Even if they answer the right way, you come back with something that makes them actually question whether they answered it right, and they're kind of backing up. I found that really not only entertaining, but it was really informative as well. So anyway, we're talking with Bob Schaefer, former member of Congress. He's joining us here today. We appreciate him very, very much. He's a professor out in Colorado, and he's one of the founders of Charter Oak Leadership Program here in Connecticut. So here in Connecticut, we just had, I don't know if you saw this, but Project Veritas outed one of the assistant principals at one of our schools. And, you know, they went out of their way to, or this person went out of his way to talk about how they're not hiring Catholics and they're looking for more progressive-minded people. And, in fact, they're only going to hire progressive-minded people or Democrats who can indoctrinate these young kids. And it was outed by Project Veritas. I don't know if you saw that. But, in a sense, do you feel like that is the case of education, you know, nationwide? Do you think that we're being overwhelmed by the progressives?
There is a liberal bias in public education generally, and it is this stems and starts in teacher colleges throughout the country as well. But you know, this all makes sense. This makes sense because we're talking about enormous government entities. I mean, if you want to know, I'm a conservative, and I'm interested in reading. I read my morning newspaper or look through the news that I receive electronically. I'm interested in lots and lots of topics, and most people like me, like you, are. But as with most things, when you follow the money, you will see the deepest pockets of bureaucratic influence. And Americans spend more money through their government on education than any other civic objective, even more than military. And when you boil it all down to federal, state, local funds, we spend more money educating young citizens than any other civic pursuit. And so, naturally, corruption follows the flow of money to that degree. And when it comes to public schools, they're totally dominated by government laws, government priorities, and politicians. So, yeah, it stands to reason, particularly in a state where the politics leans left, like you find in Connecticut, that you're going to have government institutions that attract lots of other people's money, that attract lots of people who are on the political left, who rely on other people's money and the ability to utilize it to their own advantages. And so nobody should be surprised that the mentality of unionized, bureaucratized, government-owned monopoly schools is left of center and to the exclusion of people who think independently and have a worldview that is maybe considered a little more conservative.
Right. Well, that's counter to what we really, it's counter to every belief we should all have, because it's so disappointing when someone, even up through college, because almost every professor I talk to, because I'm conservative-minded like you, is complaining about a liberal bias, like you had said. It's disappointing that professors or teachers in general would discourage free thought and free exchange of ideas, right?
It is. But here's the thing, that people who are offended by that kind of speech or just that it's disclosed and Project Veritas uncovers that kind of speech, which everybody knows is reflective of the bias that's already there. This really suggests that what everyone else ought to be doing is fighting for a marketplace, for options. Let's acknowledge that people who work in government tend to be left of center. People who work in government-owned monopoly schools are almost always left of center.
Right.
And so what the rest of us ought to be fighting for is breaking up this monopoly and giving parents some better options, or just options.
Former Congressman Bob Schaefer is joining us. We're talking education, not only here on the East Coast, but across the entire country as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Keep it right here. More with Bob Schaefer next, right here on the USA Radio Network.
Anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, OxyContin.
powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me, leeelsie.com. Former Congressman Bob Schaefer is joining us. The ancients knew that civilization depended on an educated citizenry. If you can, talk just for a second about Plato's philosophy on education, since it's formed in the Founding Fathers' positions.
Yeah, well, it's great because Madison and Hamilton and Adams and Franklin, as I've mentioned, all alluded to the notion that the ability to sustain the republic is predicated primarily, if not exclusively, on the knowledge, the education of rank and file citizens. And so that's why public education systems was so important to Thomas Jefferson and to Franklin, the architects of an American education system, Noah Webster and many others. But you mentioned Plato. There's a great quote by Plato, and it is about not just learning and filling the heads of young people with something, but actually paying careful attention to the kinds of to the quality of the knowledge that a child was achieving. That, in other words, you can teach a child to read, but you don't let them just go read anything that they want. It is important for adults to make sure at a very young age that children are being guided by knowledgeable people who are capable of handing down the most important information or knowledge from one generation to the next, and particularly with the idea of maintaining a culture of an ethnicity. It's interesting. Noah Webster, in an American context, capitalized on this philosophy going back to the ancients and suggested that, you know, look, we've got all these Americans coming from different Europeans and primarily at the time, but from throughout the rest of the world, coming to the North American continent, and they're all trying to escape some level of oppression for one reason or another. It might be economic, might be at the hands of government, might be anti-religious. And they all assemble here in the North American continent, and he suggested that the purpose of our education system ought to be to establish an American ethnicity. And with that in mind, that is exactly, you cannot accomplish that without discussing and having, driving for, as a national goal, the objective of trying to lead all American citizens to a common understanding. This is what we mean by unity in America, a common understanding about what are the rights of individuals, what are the limited responsibilities of government, and what does it mean to live freely and to support one another. And when you, and this is what we try to do as adults through the Charter Oak Leadership Program as well. As I say, most people in the class, they already know this, but after you're going through life and, you know, living with the issues and, you know, daily challenges that are right in front of you, sometimes it's good to step back and just as a group remind one another of exactly what you've put your finger on. And that is, there's a philosophy that is 3,000 years old, very well developed. Our founders embedded that in our Declaration of Independence, in our Constitution. And if American citizens do not understand and cannot bring themselves to agreement with these principles, well, then the country becomes something else, and that something else is going to be miserable.
From where education started to where we are we on a downward slope? Is our arc trending in the wrong direction? Because it seems like to me, if you were to go out and ask even some, not everyone, I don't want to make it a broad brush, but you ask a lot of younger folks out there, they just, some of this stuff just doesn't resonate with them. So, I mean, do you think that arc is in a downward slope, or do you think we're still getting better and better every day as far as education goes?
American public schools, first of all, are bad and are getting worse. That is true across the country. That's true in Connecticut. That's true in Colorado, where I am. So the result of that is, I would say the vast majority of Americans may even be proud of their country, but they don't really understand what the country is intended to be, and it becomes more of a democracy, which people think democracy is a good idea. If the founders thought it was, they would have created one, but they did not. They rejected the idea of voting on everything,
right,
and realized that it was more important to focus on the preservation of individual rights, and there are some non-negotiables in our governing process when it comes to individual rights. Americans today are inclined, on balance, to reject those ideas. And so I agree. I do believe that America has spiraled downward and away from core issues that make America great. But I'm not pessimistic. I just think what this means. I'm optimistic about America because America's tripped through these landmines before and sometimes step on some, but we always manage to find our way back. Primarily because the founders did some really remarkable things. That Declaration of Independence, 240 years old, is as relevant and as motivating today as it has ever been, and it still wins arguments in the halls of government, in courtrooms, and when citizens and individuals are prepared to articulate the principles underlying the Declaration of Independence, it wins it at the debate at the bowling alley or in the stands at the softball game or with friends. So I am on balance optimistic because the American principles that we have inherited from those brilliant founders still work today. It is the leader who is prepared, who stands up and wins the day with those fundamental principles, and America always seems to find its way. So I tend to be optimistic, and there's lots of examples of success, even though we can point to many, many, many examples of abject failure in our country.
I wish we had more time, but we do not. Bob Schaefer, former congressman, talking education. We got to go, Bob. Thank you. I'll talk soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The 90.